probably a while now since any of us have thought about travelling on a plane anywhere. Much of the aviation industry is at a standstill at the moment because of the pandemic. But if you have flown, you'll know what it's like when you're sat there before the flight starts and the flight attendants get up and run through the safety routine, what to do if something goes wrong. One of the things they tell you is about the face mask that will drop down from above and you have to put it over your face. Now, one of the things they tell you, and they always stress this, is that you mustn't try and help someone else get their mask on until you've got your own on. I guess there's two sorts of reactions amongst people when we're told that on a plane. There's the group that say, "Too right, look after number one. I'm getting my face mask on. I'm going to make sure I'm as okay as I can be." But then you have other people who are probably thinking, "I'd find that really difficult if there's someone struggling next to me or a small child beside me. I'm just going to reach over and put theirs on. They're more important than me. I don't care if I can't get my mask on straight away." So why is it that they say get yours on first? Well, the reason is that if your oxygen supply is low, you're not going to be able to help the person next to you who can't get their mask on. You'll run out of oxygen too quick. You need to get yours on in order to help the person who's next to you get theirs on. Have a listen now to Philippians chapter 2 and verses 3 and 4. "Do nothing out of selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility consider others as more important than yourselves. Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others." Now, what is being explained here is a Christian attitude to life and how we relate to the people round about us. We shouldn't be people who are full of selfishness, full of ambition to climb to the top of the greasy pole above everybody else, trampling underfoot anyone who gets in our way. No, as Christians, we're to show humility. We could consider other people more important than us, even if in everybody else's eyes, they're not important at all. We should be seeing to their needs. But do notice as well what Paul says in verse 4. Everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. Paul is not saying here, take no trouble whatsoever to care for yourself in any way. All you should do is look out for others and forget about yourself altogether. That's pretty important. Remember, on a plane, if you don't put your oxygen mask on, you're not going to be in a position to help others who are struggling for oxygen. In the same way, Paul is not telling us not to bother feeding ourselves in the Christian life, but just to look out for those who are in need and go and help them. Not at all. He's saying everyone should look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interests of others. In other words, don't try and live the Christian life in such a way that you don't take time yourself to feed on the oxygen of the Christian life, which is Christ Himself. Don't be so busy looking out for the needs of others that you're not feeding on His Word, that you're not coming before God in prayer, that you're not meeting with your fellow Christians in whatever way you can in order to be fed and built up. We need that. There is an element of self-care in the Christian life, but remember that its purpose, or one of its key purposes, is so that out of your own fullness, you can then go and feed others. Because you are feeding on Christ, you can go to the starving, to those that others would ignore, and you can help them. You can point them to where there is oxygen, to where there is Christ.